Sales of road bikes in the United States are up 29% from just a year ago. And that's no surprise to bicyclist Andy Clark.
Most people know and remember cycling as being great fun. Everyone had fun and remembers the wind blowing through their hair when they rode their bikes as kids. What they've forgotten or what they're missing is that same sense of freedom and excitement and fun.
But Clark, president of the national advocacy group League of American Bicyclists, says it's often too hard to recapture that sense of fun when you're biking to work in the street. Sharing wide roads designed for faster, larger gas-powered vehicles can not just be intimidating, but dangerous. So local governments began making street safety a priority. And as Andrew Stober with Philadelphia's Transportation Office notes, bicyclists responded by taking to the streets in droves.
Just a few years ago, there weren't that many cyclists out there, but because of higher oil prices, because of an increased focus on staying fit and healthy, and because of government doing things to make it easier than ever before to bike, you'll have company on the street.
The League of American Bicyclists recently designated almost 200 communities in 44 states as bike-friendly. That's a 25% increase from a decade ago. League President Andy Clark says part of the reason is that cities across the country are adapting to the cycling trend, adding dedicated bike lanes on major roads and installing bike racks on sidewalks. Boston paved 32 kilometers of bike lanes last year. New York City added more than 80.
We're seeing certainly infrastructure on the streets going in. We're seeing bike lanes and trails and cycle tracks and a lot of European-style infrastructure being tried and tested now in the U.S. for the first time in decades.
Here in Philadelphia, more than 600 kilometers of bike lanes have been added over the past year, stretching in all directions across the city.
The heart of why I love bicycling is about the fact that I look forward to the end of the day. Here comes my commute.
Alex Doty is the executive director of the Bicycle Coalition of Philadelphia. He says the costs of purchasing and maintaining a bicycle are significantly lower than those of owning a car.
Some of us who have been doing this for a while, we start getting into certain kinds of bikes, or certain doodads and gigaws, and you can start, you know, getting into a more expensive bike, but you can start out with something that costs $100, and there you go.
And bicycling isn't just an inexpensive option for commuters, says Kate Powelson with the national advocacy group Bikes Belong. It's a good deal for cities, too.
You know, cities are realizing the benefits of bicycling because in this economic climate, there's not a lot of money in budgets to build new roads and to expand light rail and subways. And so bicycling is a really cheap way to move people.
And it doesn't appear to significantly slow down traffic. Bicycle commuting in America has more than doubled since 2000. Here in Philadelphia, more than 10,000 commuters choose pedal power to get to work every day. And that number is expected to grow during the summer months, especially if gas prices continue to rise. Last Friday, during National Bike to Work Day, mayors, officials, and lawmakers in hundreds of cities across the country joined thousands of their citizens on two wheels to highlight the popularity and practicality of bicycle commuting. In Philadelphia, I'm Matthew Petrillo for VOA News.